Most nonprofit organizations are facing an onslaught of change. Funders want more for less. Private firms are competing on traditionally nonprofit terrain. Under President George W. Bush's faith-based initiative, churches, synagogues, and mosques may soon compete for the federal money that has long sustained nonprofit social services. Commentator Paul Light, who studies nonprofits at the Brookings Institution in Washington, says all this has brought an identity crisis to many nonprofit groups.
The widespread wisdom today is that nonprofit groups must be run more like businesses to survive. Being run like a nonprofit has somehow come to mean overwrought, underfunded, but always studiously tax-exempt. The real question facing nonprofits is whether being more like businesses will make them less like nonprofits. Nonprofit groups hardly need to become more innovative, for example. They've been the source of most policy innovation since America's founding. Their ideas inform and prod the government on matters such as health care, welfare reform, housing, community development, and job training. In fact, some of my favorite nonprofits, such as the Consumers Union, which publishes Consumer Reports, and the Walker Art Institute in Minneapolis, and the Alliance for Nonprofit Management in Washington, D.C., can out-innovate almost any private firm. Nonprofits don't need much encouraging to be entrepreneurial either. Despite record levels of charitable giving last year and the rise of the dot-com foundations, the Nonprofit Quarterly tells us that nonprofit budgets are stretched to the maximum, and staff pay still lags well behind the private sector. But taken to the extreme, the pressure to innovate and raise more and more money can make nonprofits behave like Wile E. Coyote, that hapless cartoon character who never catches the roadrunner. These overstressed nonprofits exist solely to find the next new thing, no matter how silly or painful the result. Sometimes the best thing a nonprofit can do is focus on being the roadrunner. That means doing what it already does well, only better. Focusing on its mission, setting higher standards, even adopting ideas from business, but never to excess. Over time, this formula might even make the term nonprofit mean something aspirational. Being like a nonprofit might come to mean endurance, resilience, and sustainable high performance, not just existence. It might mean decent pay for nonprofit employees, high technology for their operations, and deeper connections for the communities they serve. Who knows if nonprofits can actually make this transition and get past their current identity crisis? Businesses might soon be asking how they can behave more like nonprofits.
The comments of Paul Light, Director of Governmental Studies at the Brookings Institution, a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank in Washington.